Hello, world. This is the Know Your Place podcast, and I'm your host, Charles Altendorf. On this week's episode, I want to talk about the Electoral College. No, I'm going to talk about how the Midwest electoral votes really have played the critical role in deciding who's become president since 1992. And I want to point this out because I think people are really missing how important these electoral votes still are and how they shape who wins. So anyway, while I talk about this, and the reason why I bring this up is somebody brought up to me, how did Obama win the Midwest in 08 and, you know, Trump won it in 2016? And I don't really want to get into that too much. I probably could, but I'll give you a full disclosure. You know, in 2008, I voted for Obama. In 2012 and 2016, I voted Libertarian. So I consider myself a bit of an impartial observer in this. So anyway, So why do I want to talk about this? Well, I just want to throw a lot of sheer numbers at you, because I really feel like people have, I think they're starting to realize after this 2016 election, again, how important it is to win these states I'm going to talk about. But I don't think I think they kind of took it for granted the past couple of years. And anyway, so the states I want to bring up are Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Illinois, because they have flipped the most since 1992. Some people probably want me to bring up Iowa, but it's 6 electoral votes, so yes, it does matter per se, but it's just not as critical as these ones. It's just not the critical ones. And Minnesota has 10 electoral votes, but it has voted, let me make sure I'm correct, I believe it has voted blue since 1988. So I wouldn't really call it in play per se, and it's kind of really on the edge if we're gonna call it a Midwestern state. You know, it's very on the edge. Let's see, it's voted blue in 1988, it's voted blue in 84, it voted blue again in 80. Yeah, Minnesota has not been in play for a very, very long, long time. So anyway, okay, so why are these particular states so important? You know, a lot of people I don't think remember that Indiana went for Obama in 2008. So yes, these states flip. I guess Illinois also hasn't flipped in a while, but it is a large chunk of votes around there. And there may be a scenario someday where it flips. You know, I don't know. Let's see. I think the last time it was red was 88. But still, that's not as far back as Minnesota. So yeah, Minnesota. What the deuce, Minnesota? You've never flipped. Okay. Anyway. All right. So when we talk about these states, why is this important? You know. Well, I just want to give you a bit of an illustration. Okay. So I think a lot of people, let's start at the 2008 election, because that's the one a lot of people I think will be imprinted on their minds, not only because Obama was the first African-American president, but it's one where we really thought, you know, there's somebody different elected, right? You know, people don't really realize this. Okay, so he had a very large electoral majority of 365 to 173. Very, very large. Handily won the Electoral College. But what if I told you he only won 28 states? And you're going to say, well, 28, that's still, you know, that's still a majority of states, right? And then what if I went one step further and told you in 2012 he only won 26 states and still had 332 electoral votes? Now, you may say, well, okay, I'm sure everybody just barely gets over the bar of states, but, you know, they win the right states, and then that's how that works. You would be wrong. Au contraire, my friend. Believe it or not, in 2000, in the razor-thin election that Bush won, he actually won 30 states. And in 2004, he followed it up by winning 31 states. And in 1996, Bill Clinton won 31 states. And in 92, he actually won 32 states. And even Donald Trump lost the Electoral College by more votes than Bush did in 2000. He managed to win a whopping 30 states. So, what's going on here? This doesn't make sense, right? Because you've been told that Obama won by a very large majority, and he did. He won by a very large majority in the Electoral College, one we hadn't seen since Reagan, probably won't see since Reagan. But it was where he won. It's where he won. Because I will read off to you how many electoral votes that these states I'm talking about comprise. Wisconsin's 10, Michigan is 16, Ohio is 18, Pennsylvania is 20, Indiana is 11, and Illinois is 20. That is 95 electoral votes. Those added together make up 18% of the entire electoral votes. So it is very critical that you you get a majority of these electoral votes. Now, in Obama's case, the reason why his margin was so large, even though he won so few of states, was he won a vast majority of these. In 2008, he won all of the states I just mentioned. And in 2012, the only state he lost from those was Indiana. So that's why he has this ungodly electoral margin. And I think it's just very important to point out, this is the area that matters, okay? Now, I'm sure a lot of people are going to tell you, well, you know, if we'll look at New York, California, Texas, and Florida, they have the four most. And that's right, they do have the four most. But they have not flipped near as often as these states. They have flipped, but it's not near as often. You have a chance of winning any of these states anytime when you campaign. Whether you have to choose to want it. And that's why I find it very embarrassing that people tell me that that campaigning doesn't need to happen there, that these people's needs don't need to be addressed. It's untrue. They very much need to be addressed. You should be on these states from the ground running, you know, when you're deciding to campaign, because they are the important ones. You know, they give you the majority to win. So anyway, yeah, now if we dissect 2016, of course, this is what's crazy, right? So in this scenario, the only one of those states that Trump lost was Illinois, and that's why he had 304 electoral votes. Again, a wide margin, and didn't even win the popular vote. So it really goes to show you how important these states are. Now, what's really crazy about this is you would say, well, they're shrinking, right? They're losing population in proportion to the rest of the country. That's true. Actually, ironically enough, since the 2008 election where Obama won a very decisive amount of electoral votes, Ohio lost two electoral votes. Pennsylvania and Michigan and Illinois all lost one electoral vote. And that's still, even with that, Trump winning the majority of these states gave him a very strong electoral number and helped him win the election while not winning the popular vote. So it's paramount. I don't think I can stress enough just how important it is to address the issues of the voters in these states. And I would say the main thing that if there's one trend that you could take away from the past two decades from these states, as these people generally don't like old hats. They generally want something new. They generally don't vote for stuff that's been the same over and over again. That being said, they did vote for George W. Bush, but he had the tightest margin in these states, and it shows. It really shows. So if we go back to 2004, George W. Bush, he won. He only was able to hang on to Ohio and Indiana. And that's why, even though he had won 31 states, he only had 286 electoral votes. And he made the mistake of taking the issues of the voters in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania for granted. He was able to hang on to Ohio both times. But, you know, that is why he won by very razor thin margins. You know, even though his electoral, technically speaking, he won by more popular votes than that second time around than Trump trailed Clinton by. And if you look at his first go around, again, he didn't win a majority of those states. He won Ohio and Indiana again. And it shows. Indiana has also lost an electoral vote, and so has Wisconsin. I guess I didn't bring those up. So you see, that's why these places are so important. And so that's why I almost would say, if I was a political party, I would want to focus on winning these first and then expanding outward from there. Now, if you're a new party, it's different because you're starting from scratch, right? But, you know, you cannot take these states for granted. You cannot take the concerns of the working people in the Rust Belt, as people like to call it, for granted, because they're a very important voting bloc. They, like I said, they comprise almost a fifth of the Electoral College. And until we decide that we no longer want to use the Electoral College, that is the metric we are going to use to win. So, what else do I want to say about it? So, what do I think are the issues that they always care about? Well, they definitely don't like somebody who's spewing the same rhetoric over and over again. And that's why I think Bush struggled so much with these states, because he really didn't come in with new rhetoric in the same way that Clinton or Obama or even Trump did. There was no new rhetoric from Bush. And, you know, that's just not very exciting to the voters. What else do I think they care about? They do care about work. They want to work. If he, you know, and again, that's another reason why I think Bush struggled. I don't think he really expressed enough a care about the working people there. I just don't think he did. And, you know, all the other losers obviously haven't, but, you know, what else do they care about? So people think they care about some sort of traditionalism, and I guess it's true to a degree, but like I said, I think it's more important that a bigger thing they care about is, you know, just not recycled hat, knowing that the politicians care about them and care about them working and contributing to society. So as we approach another election next year, I think all candidates need to consider the importance of these states and what it takes to win them. Anyway, so let me know what you think in the comments section, and keep listening to my podcast, and peace out.